Hello, it is me, Mr. Kak. I hope you all are doing fine and dandy. So this week, I am chatting with Zach. Zach again. I also intermittently call him Al. Zach on our Rage You Nerd stream, another stream and podcast that I do, goes by the name Al, which is short for his username, which is Albuterol Man. Which is a sneaky hint at something that he does for a living. But yeah, so Zach and I are sitting down and we're chatting about a second season of a show that we really enjoyed last year. So there is a show on Hulu called Only Murders in the Building. So Al and I sit down and we're discussing the first five episodes. I will say that we keep it fairly spoiler friendly. So we don't really go too deep into any spoilers. So if you're someone that hasn't started watching the second season of Only Murders in the Building, you're fine. Now, if you are someone that hasn't seen season one of Only Murders in the Building and you would happen to want to go and enjoy that spoiler-free, then we do provide spoilers for season one. So it's season two. We don't really talk too much about the true spoilers for season two so far for these first five episodes, but I do want to give you a warning. If you haven't seen any of Only Murders in the Building and you would like to go back and watch season one, go do that first. There's 10 episodes on Hulu, highly enjoyable. The only real drawback is that Hulu on the cheaper plans have the commercials, the ads, or whatever. So you kind of have to sit there ad-locked for a little bit. But if you can get past that, highly enjoyable to watch this series. It stars Selena Gomez, Steve Martin, and Martin Short. And those three are fantastically enjoyable. Now, if you go back and listen to my comments about season one from an earlier podcast, I think I included the Only Murders in the Building podcast. If I didn't, then you have no idea what I'm talking about, and I'm sorry. You should go check out my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/mrcac, and go look at some VODs from 2021 to hear my thoughts on that. Maybe I'll go and find and see if I didn't do any of those. Maybe I'll throw them up there after the fact. So you just have some completely out of context stuff. But it stars Selena Gomez, Steve Martin, Martin Short. For me personally, in season one, Selena Gomez, her character starts out a little bit rocky, a little bit meh. But from the jump, Steve Martin and Martin Short are amazing. Just absolutely phenomenal. Those two are legends in their own right. And it's very clear watching them go at it in this how just awesome as actors they are. Selena Gomez, again, is great now, but she starts off a bit rocky for me. But the really amazing thing is, so I'm watching the first season, and it kind of like sits there with me. I'm like, man, Selena Gomez, like something looks a little bit off. And then going and finding that she actually was battling through, what was it? I think it was lupus. Selena Gomez. Oh, she had a kidney disease. She had, lupus. An autoimmune disease that can cause skin rash, achy and swollen joints, fatigue, hair loss, and other symptoms. And you see that her appearance has changed. But I never, like, it was never one of those things where, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe she looks. It was one of those things where it's just kind of like, I'm sure through just maturing in life, you know, she's taken on a more mature form. Like, that's not too outrageous. But her face always looked a little bit fuller. But then after finding out that she had been battling through lupus, like, hey, it's actually commendable because she actually took a hiatus from acting while she was going through this because, I mean, just the pain and just going through the treatment. So that, I think, is incredible. I think it's incredible Selena Gomez went through that ordeal, came out the other side, and is back doing what she loves, what she enjoys, acting. And it seems like she's found a really good spot here with Only Murders in the Building. And honestly, it allows her to, one, she still has the feminine beauty aspect of all of this. She still is viewed very beautifully in this. But, I mean, she also has a badass in her. So it's nice to see her, whether by choice or just by circumstance, to see her taking on a role that's evolved from what you kind of saw Selena Gomez in before her battle with lupus. So, I mean, it is interesting. But, hey, that's that. I still, again, encourage you to go watch season one. And if you are currently up to date on season two, then do know that Al and I will be, or Zach and I will be talking about this some more in the coming weeks on my Twitch stream. So, what is it? The next time will be August 8th. So, yeah, August 8th on my Twitch stream, starting at about 8 p.m. Central Time at twitch.tv/MRCAC. Al and I will be, Al, Zach, whatever his name is, we'll be sitting down and we'll be discussing episodes 6 and 7 of season 2. So if you want to get caught up and then come join us in that on Twitch and chat with us about who you think might be the killer, or what you think the bigger aspects of this mystery that we currently are missing are, please, we would love to hear your thoughts and comments. Go ahead. I may include a poll on Spotify. So if you're listening to this on another platform, go feel free to check out my Spotify, and I should have something up there where you can probably, I think, respond to a poll or a question I'll probably ask just straight out, who do you think is the murderer? The murderer. But yeah, that's it. So it's really fun. I really love murder mysteries because I am someone that tries to guess the twist, or guess the murderer, or guess who done it. I am definitely one of those people that gets really fired up and really intense about that. I am not super competitive in a myriad of aspects of my life, but when it comes to a good old murder mystery, or just mystery in general, something that just a series where there's supposed to be clues and there's supposed to be hints and stuff like that, I do get into that, especially if it's a movie, because I know it should be solved by the end of it. I get into that. So, like, I was big into, what was it, Knives Out, when that recently came out. I haven't seen Murder on the Nile, and I didn't watch the Murder on a Train or Murder on whatever the first one was. But they look interesting enough that I should probably check them out. But Knives Out was the most recent one where I was like, okay, I need to guess. And I didn't get that one right. But sometimes I'm pretty good. I think I probably have a slightly above a 50% clip, which I think long term, if you're not just going off of year by year, if you're looking at long term full life, that's not too shabby. Maybe I'm even better than that. I don't know. But for Only Murders in the Building, maybe I'm not great. Though I think I was going down the right path with who I thought it was, and then kind of fell for one of the curveballs. But I think ultimately I did provide some context saying this is who I think it is, and then did that ultimately end up being? Go check out season one if you haven't already. But I honestly, for the life of me, can't remember if I was right or wrong or not. I feel pretty confident, though, I was one of those two things. But anyway, sit back, listen to Al and I have a conversation, or Zach and I have a conversation. Getting really confusing. I should just decide on one name for him and go with that. So, Zalek. Sit back and listen to us talk. And again, please join us if you want to on August 8th to have a live discussion about episodes 6 and 7 of Only Murders in the Building Season 2 on Hulu. All right, enjoy. But good to have you back, Fraught Relic. But yes, Al, so there's something I would like to try. There's this thing that I'm falling in love with on YouTube, and okay, it's called analog horror. And it's become very popular. It's kind of a thing right now on the old YouTube. And there's two specific analog horrors that I would like to check out with one of the nerd groups and discuss with someone. And those are titled The Mandela Report. And the other one is called The Backrooms. So there's a lot of iterations of The Backrooms, but specifically an individual on YouTube named Kane Pixel, a 16-year-old when he started this, has started uploading videos of like kind of found footagey type stuff. Pretty good. So I'd like to check that out with one of the nerd groups. I'm just not sure where it fits or who it fits with. I felt like you might be a good fit because some of the stuff comes off as in the same vein as where we were going with our Cryptid Corner talks. Okay. So I thought, maybe with Al, it could be something interesting. I think you might honestly like the Mandela Report more than maybe the Backrooms, but we'll see. Because the Mandela Report basically has cryptids as, like, the focal point. It's called, like, the Others or the Alters. And it's just, like, there's these creatures that, like, copycat people and then, like, whisper the secrets of the universe into them. They go crazy. They kill themselves. But, like, these Alters of humans have, like, three stages. One is an identical copy that's just kind of off. One is just a slightly off version of an exact copy of a human. And the other one is just a nightmare-fueled terror of elongated eyes and faces. Nice. It's so interesting how some of these people make this stuff on YouTube. But before we get to that, I think we need to have us a little chat about something. And that is that there's only murders in this building, Al. How are there this many murders in this building? I get that it's New York, but dang. But so it's season two, and kind of like what we did with season one, I'm interested to talk with you about how the episodes are going, how you're feeling about the episodes, and then what I'd like to do that we didn't do, I don't think, as clear last time, is I really want us to try our best to see if we can figure out this mystery before the gang figures it out, slash before it's officially announced, probably in episode 9 or whatever. But first, season 2, it's 10 episodes long. Right now, the first 5 episodes are out on Hulu, and then episode 6 comes out tomorrow. And where episode 5 ended, I need tomorrow to hurry up and get here. But Al, how are you feeling about this second attempt at the podcast?
The second season has been great. From the start, it's been funny. It's been great. They haven't left off from where season one ended. The fact that they've been able to develop another story with the Arconia out of the end of last season is phenomenal. Martin Short and Steve Martin are themselves. They're funny. They're hilarious. I think them being in this is just, I think they were just told, be yourselves, do whatever you want. We'll back you 100%.
Yeah. So I've told everyone. So I tried to tell this to Jared and TJ. I was like, basically, they're the heart and soul. Like, they're the two good ones. Selena Gomez has really grown on me.
Yeah.
I do appreciate Selena Gomez's character. And more so this season, because we don't go through all the awkward, she knows something, but she's not telling us. She knows something, she's not telling us. She knows something, she's not telling us. And then when she finally started opening up to people, that's when me as an audience member was like, okay, I can dig this person now. But so this year, there is another murder that happens in the building. So last season, the murder was of Tim Kona, and then the immediate fallout of how all of that came to be, ending with Jan, the love interest of Martin Short's character. Steve Martin's character being the main villain culprit of the season. But we see a lot of faces return in season two.
Yeah.
Teddy Demas, the king of a very Greek, very dippy franchise, is back. So he and his son were implicated in a money laundering counterfeit type scheme last season, and they were the high suspects to potentially have been the ones to murder Tim Kona. Granted, it seems like Teddy's son may have, he murdered someone else. Wait, no, Teddy did. I'm so confused by everything now at this point. Someone murdered someone. But so we now have Teddy's son back in the building. Last year's celebrity was Sting from The Police. And now we have Amy Schumer, who's trying to peddle a TV streaming deal based on Only Murders in the Building, which is super meta, I feel like. And then what else do we have? We have the introduction of a small character talked about in the first season in Lucy, Charles, which is Steve Martin's kind of pseudo daughter from a woman that he was having a relationship with a couple years ago. And then on Martin Short's side, he has a son, William, who now seems to be going down an interesting plot progression in the story based on the end of episode 5. And we have a new love connection for Mabel, which is Selena Gomez's character, which is Alice, who may be hiding some more things than what she's let on. So the central plot of this season is Bunny. Bunny was the overarching, really snotty, really mean, board president for the building. So she kind of knew everything and was in charge and was just kind of a bee. And this these episodes, man, especially what was it, episode 2 or 3, whichever one was the day in her life where they recreated the day, but we just see it from Bunny's perspective.
Yeah.
Man, I feel so bad that Bunny died. It sucks. But what do you think? Do you think, so I was worried like how we were going to get reinvested back into a murder in the building, and then they ended last season giving us that, and I still was like, well, not too sure how I feel about this. How are you feeling about the setup, the murder itself? Do you feel like, I guess my question now is, I'm not entirely sure that this murder isn't related to what started in season one. Do you feel that way, or do you feel like this is maybe another rabbit hole we haven't went down yet?
I think it's all connected, especially with bringing Steve Martin's pseudo daughter into the show and actually showing her seeing the killer, hearing the killer, and knowing where the inside of the Arconia is. And I think the Arconians all have a connection of somehow, some way. And it's interesting, though, because this feels more like a murder mystery than the first season did for me, especially with like things showing up in other people's apartments. And it's a lot. I find it more interesting than last season.
I don't disagree with you. I think I personally find it more interesting because we're actually invested in the situation, right? The murder of Tim Kona, who cares? Like, we briefly got a glimpse in his life. Bunny was a character, granted she wasn't a primary character, but she was a character whose personality was sprinkled throughout all of the first season. And then, gosh dang it, the episode they do of just Bunny makes me so sad that Bunny died, because she's just a misunderstood lady. She's angry. She has that tough exterior because she has to be tough. Her mother obviously neglected her, was too hard on her. Like, there's something else there. I feel bad for Bunny. And then Bunny dies as soon as I start to feel... Bunny died before I could feel bad for Bunny, and now, in retroactively, I feel bad for Bunny. And, like, everyone hated her, and, like, that's how season two ended, or season one ended. It was basically, Bunny, you dumb bee. Like, everyone hates you. And then she gets murdered, and, like, we see her, like, at, like, rock bottom before her murder now in this season. And she's, like, trying to find affection, and she's still getting rejected, so it's only validating why she puts up these walls around her is, well, I tried to get to these people and they just refused and took my champagne. And it's just like, you understand why she is the way she is, but it's also a relatively safe character to kill off too. So the next question would be, who do you think did it? And do you think, okay, so this is what happened last season, right? We weren't necessarily clued into... So the killer hadn't really become an actual character in the show entirely by the midway point last season. So I guess my question to you is, have we already seen the killer, or are we maybe getting to the point we're about to see the killer? Do you think the killer's someone currently that we've seen in the show?
I just don't know, because it's based off last season, I don't think we have, but now seeing everybody we've seen so far, I do. My guess based off of Bunny and meeting at the pickle diner, I want to go with Alice, because Alice seems like she's got something else to hide, but she could also just be Bunny's secret daughter or something. Who knows? That person that's with her at the diner is going to play a big part of who that is. Because, I mean, you know, you got her giving money to the waiter, and then him asking if her regular person's going to show up or not. So I don't really know. It's a hard choice right now for me. But for me right now, based off the first five episodes, it's going to be Alice.
And see, I think Alice is a good pick. I just think Alice is too obvious. I feel like Alice is too obvious. But that's the good thing about a second season. A second season is that you can divert our attentions by keeping it as the obvious choice, because we've already been fooled once, so now we're thinking it can't be the obvious choice. Yeah. I feel like we're always pre-programmed to dismiss the first one, right? Everyone by this point now knows kind of the tropes of murder mystery is the most obvious choice is an intentional red herring, so it's never them. And I think some people then use that to their advantage and make the obvious choice the choice because people will be dismissive of it. And then later on, they'll be frustrated. Well, I knew it was always that choice. I'll tell you who I don't think it is. I think you can go ahead and dismiss our top three, right? So it can't be our main three actors. Can't be Mabel. It can't be Charles. It can't be Oliver. Though, I said this last season, Oliver, Martin Short's character, we don't know his full story. And we're getting more pieces and more layers to him now about how he like held these parties to intentionally keep testing himself to see if he could read people. And I feel like that's an interesting insight into who Oliver is without actually giving us much about Oliver. And we'll probably see more of this now unravel because of some startling revelations that have happened in Oliver's life to end episode 5. So I don't think it's Oliver. I don't think it's Charles. Even though Charles is crazy, he had his moments of seeing things last season, and he's falling back in love with a confirmed murderer who tried to murder him. So I do think there is potentially something wrong with Charles. I do think there is a deep-seated something there wrong with Charles. That's the thing about our three primary characters, right? Mabel, less so this season, more so last season, but all three of them seem shady enough that like, maybe they are the killer. Maybe one of them is the killer. They're not. They can't be. That's too daring of a thing to do this early in the show, unless they plan on ending it after two seasons. Okay, so it's not those. I don't think it's Tina Fey's podcasting group. It's not
Teddy.
It's not Teddy, it's not Theo, it's not Lucy, but I think Lucy is a big clue. I think Lucy is a big plot point to get us there, because the fact that she knew about the secret labyrinth within the building, and I forget the boy that she said, or that they said that she used to play with, so another boy in the building is also aware of it, which means that there's someone else that's potentially, another parent that's potentially aware because their child would go into these tunnels, is aware that this this network exists. And again, as we saw last season, a lot of people have very unnerving thoughts about Bunny. There's one episode last season I want to go back to see if it helps me answer or feel like I get closer to an answer this season. And that's the episode where Oliver does the mental training thing where he has all the potential suspects come out as if they're auditioning actors in his mind. And he runs through kind of... Oliver is like really good at reading people. It feels like maybe I feel like there's more to Oliver than we ever get with how he profiles people, right? But I want to go back to that episode and see, like, because he was trying to find the killer for Tim, but there were some people there that he walked through. If they were the killer, how would they do it? And I recently, episode 4, I think, started off with a recap that showed that specific scene in kind of the previously on. It's like, why would they show that? Like, that's so fascinating. Why are they showing that? And I know I think it might have been for this episode, and it was to show kind of why he is the way he is while trying to read people. But I don't know, man. It's one of those things where it could be William, but I think that's a lesser one. So it could be Oliver's son, but I feel like that's a lesser thing. But he did kind of have a gripe with Bunny. It could be, I feel like the poor obsessive cat guy is always going to be a red herring. Like, he's always just involved enough that it's never really him. But I think he's still on my potential list. He has that black eye. We still don't know the full story behind the black eye. He's lied once. Who's to say he didn't lie again?
Yeah.
This most recent episode, we know it's not Nina, but it could be Nina's. They've never outright said it's her husband. The guy in her life, the baby daddy. It could be Nina's baby daddy. The sneaky suspicion I have? Because they keep trying to give us the impression that the person that... I don't know. Part of me thinks that it has to be either one of the two guys that serves on the board that served on the board with Nina, Bunny, and the Catman. So either the guy that's, I'm a doctor, but it's like they're needing a psychiatrist and he's plugging himself as not what that is. Or the other guy who likes Amy Schumer because she's nasty. So I think one of those two guys. Or the friend, right? The glasses friend that's also kind of a B. I feel like she could still be there. There were so many things I like was trying to discern when we get like the closest view of the killer. And they're in baggy clothes. The boots had like a weird pointed toe, black. They're allergic to dust because they had that weird cough thing. So now I'm looking out for anyone that coughs. But I don't know, man. It's just one of those things where I hope it's one of the characters we've seen though thus far. But I feel like it has to somehow tie back into the Tim Kona of it all. But I don't know how. I think it, you know, honestly, I think it maybe ties back to the Teddy Demas of it all because Oliver, Tim, Mabel, and not Oliver, Oscar, and Olivia, the four youngsters that we saw that were like going and rummaging through people's stuff, would hide in Teddy's like secret spot. But if Lucy, who hadn't been in the Arconia all that long, knew about the secret passages, I just assume every young person that's lived in the Arconia and has made friends with other people in the Arconia knows of these secret passages. Which then leads me to my most outlandish thought. It's Oscar. We haven't seen Oscar. He's only been briefly mentioned. And unless I'm not unaware of him being written out of the show, which let me check right now to see if he's still in the show for season two, I think he makes a really good potential because it just feels weird that Mabel's moving on. They never officially broke up. He has ties to the sweatshirt that she was wearing when she was murdered. I also think the fans, the four group of fans could be, I feel like one of them is unhinged.
Yeah.
If not all four of them, maybe the guy that keeps talking more and interjecting his personal life into the responses. But I hope,
you know, the painting they put out outside and then left it there. It has somebody came and got it in the time they left it there and put it in Charles's apartment. So it's somebody that, because that painting wouldn't have fit through that little passage.
The little hiding space. Yes. Yes, totally. But as we've learned, and it's not even just Charles, right? Charles and Oliver both leave their doors like just unlocked.
Yeah, yeah.
Because William came into Oliver's house without even knocking. Like, he just walked in. So I feel like that's just a terrifying bad habit.
Did we ever figure
out
who poisoned the dog last season?
We still don't know that. So maybe that... So that's the thing, right? Is that this person, and you mentioned it, this person is being more direct at framing and tormenting the three protagonists than Jan ever was.
Oh, yeah.
Jan just was curious to see if she could get away with it because she thought she was smarter than everyone. This person thinks they're smarter, but they're also, they're getting some kind of enjoyment out of tormenting these three. And I still don't know why it's these three, but it still feels more personal to Charles this season, right? He's the one that had the bloody knife and the picture.
Yeah. I mean, Oliver, it's his dad. So.
Yeah, it's his dad's balls. Oliver hasn't necessarily done any, like, nothing's been directed towards him so far this season, even though he loves the attention. And then Mabel had the stabbed victim in her apartment, but was that intentional of the killer, or is that just what happened in the kerfuffle that led to the killing? Like, did Bunny run and she just happened to think that they were still there and she opened the door and they weren't? Like, so I guess it's interesting to see how Bunny got into that apartment. Was she intentionally brought there, or did she try to find help there?
Because, so for me, I think it may be, I don't even think it's her trying to find help. I think she went back to see if they were there to talk to them. And then the killer was doing something or trying to steal something or plant something on them. And she was in the wrong place at the wrong time, got stabbed, because then the killer took the knife and put a knitting needle in it.
That's true. Yes, yes. Okay. I mean, that makes sense. And then I guess the other question is...
Oh, but, no.
Yeah.
Oh. We did have the episode where the killer came to Bunny's apartment. I just remember that.
Yeah, well, so, we assume it's... Well, no, because we see in that moment that the killer actually starts to, like, strangle her or something, yeah. Right?
So, yeah. Somehow, that she got drugged to that apartment.
But, I mean, she was standing up when Mabel sees her.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah, it's all weird right now still, so...
Yeah, it's still weird, like... I'm not entirely sure... I don't know, maybe the killer led her there, maybe the killer thought she was dead and she popped back up while the killer was escaping. I don't know, but if I've learned anything from the show, it's not to trust young people. I still feel like a young person's involved with this, but I don't think it's any of the Building 10-its adults that we've seen. I think, what? I don't know, man, just a part of me, I don't even think Oscar's actor is part of this season. But something about me just feels like Oscar.
I mean, he could show up still.
If there's a wild card, it has to be Oscar. Because, I don't know. There was just always something a little bit off about Oscar, too. But, I don't know. Only murders in the building.
I can't say 4 days ago it was renewed for season 3, so we are getting that.
So, there's a chance that they're just intentionally adding plot lines that may not have anything to do with this season that build upon next season. So I mean, God only knows. Eventually the cat guy is going to be the killer. Or he'll be killed. Because he seems like a prime something.
He'll probably be the next one.
I hope so, because he's kind of an annoying douche. But I'm sure now that I've said that and he does like end up getting murdered, they're gonna give me an episode that makes me feel really sympathetic towards him. Which will just tear me apart. But Only Murders in the Building comes out on Hulu every Tuesday from now until August something. Go watch it and get addicted to the fun. August 23rd. August 23rd will be the last episode of this season. Man, I'm excited for that.